This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Millions of people in the United States have student loans, and millions of those even have defaulted on their loans or in late stage delinquency. And it is a problem, and there had been some student loan relief that had taken place over the last 5 years. Well, that is coming to an end with the Trump administration. To discuss that with us, what you need to know and what happens next, certified financial planner and head of advice and planning at SoFi, Brian Walsh, is with us on KMOX. How you doing, Brian?
Good. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, thank you for being here on this. And, you know, there are people who are well into their 30s and 40s and maybe even 50s still paying student loans. And for them, I imagine this this pause on the student loan repayments was a nice relief. Well, that's coming to an end. So generally speaking, what do people need to know if they have defaulted or if they are in delinquency?
Yeah, I mean, really right now, we are back in the pre-COVID days when it comes to federal student loans. So if you have a federal student loan, payments have been required on that loan since late 2023. And as of last Monday, if you're in default on your student loan, which means more than 360 days since you made a payment, you would be at risk of involuntary collections by the federal government. So think things like taking tax refunds, dipping into government payments, and even potentially wage garnishment after they notify you if you are currently in default on a federal student loan.
Yeah, so approximately 43 million Americans have student loan debt. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, some 5 million borrowers have loans in default. Who are those 5 million? Do we know, are some of them people who, like, purposely stopped paying, you know, student loans because they thought under the Biden administration they didn't have to? Were these people who were defaulting before the Biden administration?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess when you look at this group of 5 million people, it's important to understand the context here that there was a ton of back and forth by the federal government over the course of the last 4 years where, you know, payments were paused and extended, forgiveness was going to happen, it didn't happen. So we see a couple buckets of people. Bucket one would be people that, quite frankly, have either forgotten about or chosen to ignore their federal student loans because of all the back and forth. Bucket number two are people that, you know, quite frankly, are financially struggling to make those payments. So they're not making those payments because they filled their budget with something else once those payments were paused long enough, or maybe something's happened to them. And I think both those groups of people have options. It's just really important that they attack this head on rather than going into involuntary collections.
Do we know if the 5 million loans in default, are those primarily undergraduate debt or like postgraduate debt, like medical school?
Yeah, we don't have data on that. Okay. Generally speaking, it tends to be a pretty good mixture of the two. And regardless of how you got into the student loan debt, I think now's the time to say, okay, should I make my standard repayments? Should I look at maybe income-driven repayment where it caps my payments to a certain percentage of my income? Looking at things like that that are available with federal student loans, because it does give a lot of people some options that'll fit inside their lifestyle.
What do you do if you have these student loans? And we know the interest is and can be just insane. And the interest after a while becomes principal, so you can't do anything about that. So it gets even worse. If you just feel like you're in a position where you're just not making enough money, month to month to be able to make any sort of dent whatsoever in a student loan, what do you do?
Yeah, typically we'll go through three steps with people. Number one, you need to understand what type of student loans you have. Are they federal student loans? Are they private student loans? And then number two, understand the payment options that are available to you. Federal student loans, you can do a standard repayment. You could extend it out from 10 years to 20 plus years. You can do income-driven repayment. And then step number three would be like, okay, figure out which payment approach makes the most sense. And then how do we fit this in with our budget? So maybe it's tracking your spending and reviewing that to see where you could reduce expenses other places. But it really is about going through kind of a deliberate process to figure out how this is going to work for your situation.
You mentioned the income-driven repayments, and apparently there have been some issues with that over the last several months where maybe the system was not working well for whatever reason. What has been the issue with that?
Yeah, so I think the big issue with income-driven repayments right now is the fact that the Biden administration, year and a half or so back, announced the SAVE plan, which was one of the income-driven repayment options. It was much more generous than the other income-driven repayment options, and that's currently being, decided in the courts. So that plan's in limbo. There's still three other plans that are available. So during this time, while the courts kind of held that up, there was a pause in processing other income-driven repayment plans, and that led to some confusion. But that's been cleared up. So if you want to go in one of the other three plans that are available, all of them cap your payments to a certain percentage of your income. They just work slightly differently. That is available to borrowers right now.
Now, if you have student loan debt and maybe you haven't paid, but you haven't also been contacted, would you say it's a good idea to check your credit score? Because it seems, according to this Wall Street Journal article, that there are people who are finding out that they've defaulted on their loans because their credit scores suddenly dropped by 300 points.
Yeah, 100%. I think everyone should use some sort of credit score monitoring tool. For example, we have one at SoFi within our Relay product. And what that'll do is it'll help you not only understand your credit score, but then you'll get a sense of things that are on there that are both real as well as mistakes. So there's a fair amount of people that have mistakes on their credit report, or, with the example that you gave, you would see, hey, I have missed or late payments on a federal student loan. It'll tell you who the servicer of that loan is, and you can get in contact with that servicer if you maybe forgot about it, maybe you moved, maybe you changed emails, things like that.
We are talking to Brian Walsh, who is a certified financial planner and the head of advice and planning at SoFi. Let's move on to, if we can, a more general idea of debt in the moment. And I imagine there are a lot of people that over the last several years, for various reasons coming out of COVID, maybe they did incur a lot of debt. We know that credit card debt went up, I think, pretty substantially over the last couple of years, maybe more so than usual. What is the status of that now? How much credit card debt is there in the United States as opposed to what it was maybe 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, and I think this is something we've seen as a common trend in our conversations with SoFi members over the course of probably the last 3 years, where number one, the cost of living has been increasing at a pretty high rate. Like, yes, inflation is going down. That doesn't mean things are getting cheaper. It just means they're getting expensive at a lower rate than what was happening before. And on top of that, interest rates have gone up. Coming out of the pandemic where there was a lot of stimulus and we needed to make sure that we raised rates. So that just means that credit card debt is more costly. And when we're working with people on that, which is a regular thing, number one, if you're in credit card debt, stop using your credit card. Like, it subconsciously is easier to spend money on a credit card than using a debit card or cash. And then number two, figure out the best way to pay it off. Maybe it's a personal loan to lower your interest rate. Maybe it's a 401k loan, a home equity line of credit, or maybe just making extra payments. It's really important to figure out that plan to get out of credit card debt, because when you're talking 20, 25, 30% interest rates, that really eats up chunks of your budget that don't have to be eaten up just by, you know, making a plan to pay that off over time.
Is it possible for an individual to negotiate interest rates, or is that just pretty much set and whatever it is what it is?
Yeah, I mean, technically it is possible. Generally speaking, if you look at it, you know, people who lenders think are a lower risk of not paying the money back will get the better offers as far as what their credit limit is going to be, what their interest rate is going to be, things like that. So if you have let's say a high credit score and you have a high, you know, income level compared to your existing debt payments, you're in a position to really shop around and get lower interest rates. Unfortunately, probably the people that could use interest rate relief the most are typically going to have higher rates on their debt, just because, you know, statistically, the lenders may view that as a higher risk of not getting their money back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is slightly different, but since we are talking about payments, interest rates, defaulting, when people have medical bills and they talk about a payment plan, can you talk to the medical biller and try to negotiate your payment plan down?
Yeah, so depending on the agency or the institution that you're going through, they will offer different types of plans. A lot of times what we'll see is people negotiating the term of that plan, where maybe they stretch out that payment from a relatively short period of time to a longer period of time so their payments can fit in their budget. Typically, what you'll see, though, is the longer your repayment plan, the more interest you're going to pay on that, just like with other types of debt. So I think when it comes to medical debt, student loan debt, credit card debt, whatever it may be, it's really important to really consider the fact that you're either going to pay now or you're going to pay later. If you pay it off quicker and you spend more money from month to month paying it off, typically you're going to spend a lot less money in interest and you're going to pay a lot less over the lifetime. If you have lower payments and maybe you stretch it out, it's easier to make the payments now, but you're going to end up paying a lot more in interest and a lot more over the lifetime of paying that money back.
Brian Walsh, as we say goodbye here, is there any bit of advice you would like to give people, generally speaking, whether it is about debt or whether it is about the way you move forward in this economy right now? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I think the big thing that we've been seeing is on the student loan front, you know, granted, you know, the 5 million people in default have you know, gathered a ton of headlines, but also people who are currently making their payments, looking at if there's an opportunity to do that more cost effectively, potentially refinancing or making extra payments. It can be a good opportunity if you're able to make your payments to potentially cut that cost a good amount. And we see more and more people right now trying to take advantage of that opportunity.
Brian Walsh, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Brian is a certified financial planner and the head of advice and planning at SoFi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.